welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. That's how we elevate our lives. So if you just woke up and you're not feeling so hot yet, I am so glad that you are on here and that you are ready to fill your ears, your eyes, your heart with exactly what you need. So seek it out today so that you can upgrade those thoughts, right? So there is a quote from the book, The Alchemist, that says, "When you want something, all of the universe conspires for you to get it." Isn't that beautiful? And it is so true. You guys, I live by this so much, and so does my husband. He actually has almost this exact quote on his forearm so that he can see it every single day. And I also get to be lucky enough to view it every single day. And I know this is so true that whatever we are thinking about the most is being given to us. So whether it is something that you are desiring, or whether it's something unconsciously, even though you think you're thinking about something that you want, but unconsciously underneath, you know that your beliefs are still around something else, or you still don't think you're worthy, or you still are not feeling right about something. So if there is something on your path or that you're desiring, how do we know when we are making the right daily choices? How do we truly know when we are on our path? What does that feel like? Well, I was just watching a bunch of Super Soul Sundays. I just love to go and do that to get inspiration because I love myself some Oprah. Anybody? Did you just hear her like yelling while Tom Cruise was jumping up and down on the couch? Hopefully you saw that episode or I sound crazy. Okay, so I was listening to one with her and Carolyn Miss. I believe that's how you say it. And they were talking about, what does it feel like to be on your path? And Carolyn says, it does not feel like you have to compromise yourself. So when you're not on your path, you feel like you are negotiating your integrity and you feel like you're compromising who you are. Feels like it's costing you of your power. You feel like you're losing yourself. So I really thought about this in my life, and I thought about all of the times where something might have sounded really good and it might have felt bright and it might have looked shiny in the moment, right? And when I really thought about it and everything that entailed and maybe the people that I had to be around, I thought, you know, these aren't my favorite people. They don't really have the mindset that I want, but I'll do it because it's just this one thing that I have to do to get to this one place. And I know I could probably do this and keep up with it, except if it feels like you are compromising yourself or your integrity, it may not be exactly where you should be going. That might be that thing that says off course, right? You might be on course, and everything feels pretty good. And you're like, yeah, this choice feels good and that feels right. And this makes me feel happy. But all of a sudden something is like, ugh, this does not feel good. Or, you know, I just spent all day with people that I had to fake laugh, or I had to not say how I actually felt, or stay really quiet about my beliefs, or I felt like I couldn't actually even get my real authentic personality out, right? You feel like you're losing who you are. So what's the difference? And I love that they were chatting about this. What's the difference between a real compromise and between betraying yourself, right? So let's talk about in a relationship. So I think about this with my husband all the time. So what's the difference between when I compromise with him with something that maybe I don't want to do and betraying myself? So when it's a compromise, they were talking about how it's a feeling of willingness, right? A feeling of willingness. And it's like saying, well, you know, it's not necessarily that I want to do this, but I'm willing to do it out of love for this person because I really want to invest in this relationship and I also want this person to feel supported. And it's a feeling of willingness out of love where you don't feel like you are letting go of who you are or you're becoming a different person. You're just trying something new on out of love that maybe is pushing you outside of your comfort zone in order to invest in a relationship, in order to really show that person that you are supporting them. So I love that because there's so much that we do in relationships, right? There's so much that Chris does for me that I know that he does not want to do. For instance, last year I signed him up for a retreat in Costa Rica. Now, that man, Chris, likes to stay in nicer hotel rooms. He does not love to camp or be in the woods or have a lot of bugs or things like that. And I love that about him. It's so funny because I'm from like way up north in the woods and I was totally that girl who like camped and played in the woods and did all that sort of stuff. So he's brought amazing things into my world. So anyway, back to Costa Rica, I booked this retreat for him knowing it's going to be so far outside of his comfort zone and also not really giving him all of the details because I knew he wouldn't go. So that was kind of, you know, maybe not so awesome on my part. But he said yes, and he was like, I am doing this for you because I know it's important to you. He's like, just know this is not my favorite, but I'm doing this because I love you. And he went, and I said, you know what? Because you said yes, you can just do whatever feels good to you here. So if you don't want to show up for certain things, or if you feel like you need to go home by day three because you hate it, go for it. Like, that is totally cool with me. So he did this compromise for me, and it ended up being one of the greatest things that he said that he has ever done. And I do this for him too. So when it's from a place of love, when it's really a decision, you know, made from a place of love, like, maybe it's me traveling to a bunch of football games. And I know it's like, oh, that's not that challenging, but I don't love to travel. And sometimes I just don't want to go see a ton of other football teams. But I know that that's important to him, that he just wants to have his wife there and he wants to go and have fun. So if it's from a place of love, it's not like I'm losing myself or losing my time or saying I compromised again. We have real discussions around these things. Sometimes it's going to be a no, and you have to talk about why. It's because, you know, maybe you feel like you are going to lose something in your life that you want to be doing or that you've committed to. So it's really important that you have those conversations. And another topic that came up on that particular episode was Carolyn and Oprah were talking about how they feel like you're never on the wrong path ever. It's just that you're on your path. That's all there is to it. You're on your path, but you may not be making the right choices. So whatever path you're on right now, go ahead, look down at your feet. Whatever path you are on right now is the exact right path. And this goes back to asking yourself, how do I feel with this next choice that I'm going to make? How do I truly feel with this next choice I'm going to make? Am I compromising myself, or is it something that I really want to do out of willingness and love? Or does it feel like it's totally off course? Is it not sitting right? Am I feeling completely drained by the choices that I'm making and the people that I'm around? So I want to tell you guys, there's a difference between being tired and exhausted in a beautiful way and being just mentally and emotionally drained where you cannot function and you don't know how you're going to go on. Now, I've definitely been in both situations where sometimes you can be overworked when you are on your right path, and that can be a sign that, hey, even though you're on the right path, something's going wrong here and you're overworking, right? Like, maybe you're just overcommitting. So ask yourself, is it the people? Is it what I'm doing? Am I overcommitting? Because I have to tell you, on a day-to-day basis, I go to bed and I feel the best form of tired. I'm tired and I'm exhausted, but it's because I feel so purposeful. So there's a difference. So really ask yourself, do I feel drained every day? Am I just literally getting plugged into by other people and then draining the life out of me? Or am I tired because I am doing something that is so full of purpose and I'm expending so much amazing energy, right? So you're never on the wrong path. You're just making the wrong choices. And I love that Brené Brown says, you know, when she was doing her research for her book, I believe it was Daring Greatly, she said, I thought that there were two kinds of people, those that were authentic and those that were inauthentic. And she said, you know, that's really not the case at all. It's that there are people and there are people who choose to be authentic, right? You're a person and you're either choosing to be authentic in each moment or not. It's a moment to moment thing. So that goes back to talking about your choices and how you know if you are on the right path. It's like, well, are you showing up authentically? Does it feel good? Does this feel like a fit? Asking yourself every single day, how can I show up just a little bit more in this area? So if you're in a job that you cannot change right now, maybe you start looking at how to change it, but while you're waiting, you ask yourself every day, how can I make a more authentic choice? How can I show up more me, right? How can I show up more me? So it's a day-to-day thing. It's a day-to-day question. And honestly, not even day-to-day, moment to moment, right? So it's a practice. You have to ask yourself, am I on the right path? How does this feel? Who am I around? How does it feel to be around this person? What does this job feel like? Am I really making the right choices in this job? So that's how you become more intuitive. That's how you start understanding if you're on the right path or not, is just asking better questions. So I love that quote about the quality of our answers come from the quality of our questions. And I don't just think it's quality, I think it's the quantity of questions that you ask yourself every day. And I always try to ask myself questions that are very positive. So questions that help me feel empowered instead of questions like, why did I do that? Why am I making bad choices? Instead, it's, how does this make me feel? How could I show up more? How could I be a more loving person? How could I love myself more in this moment? How could I be more authentic? How could I start feeling more like I am on the right path? What would make me feel good in this moment? So it is quantity and quality of your questions are going to get those quality answers every single day. So you guys, thank you so much for listening in, and I appreciate you more than I can possibly say. I'm so grateful to have you in my tribe. I have some really amazing news that I'm very excited about. I'm going to get my book published. I'll give you more info very soon about all of the exciting news. And until next time, you guys, I just want to say your love and support is so appreciated, and I'm grateful for you on this journey every day. And if you love this episode, I hope that you share it with your friends and that it helped you feel like you are more on your authentic path. Have the best day, you guys. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year?
And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.